Hello, and a warm welcome to everyone, those on the computer, the phone, and on Skype. Let's begin our Wednesday midday testimony meeting with singing. Using your computer, you'll find a link to the words of the hymns on the Order of Service webpage. Go to www.csinteractivechurch.org and click on the turquoise box. Please note, we mute everyone's phone to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to hear the service better. But do sing aloud, ye children, wherever you may be. The first hymn is on page 392 in the Christian Science Hymnal, and I'll read the second and third verse. With love and peace and joy supreme, we hail the new appearing. From out the darkness and the dream, the haven of rest is nearing. With gifts of healing in his wings, to light the Christ now guides us. The heart that knows him burns and sings, for endless joy betides us. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible, the Message Bible, and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. These readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. Today's title is, When Angels Come to Visit, They Always Bring Us Gifts. The Message Bible, Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. Get out of bed, Jerusalem. Wake up, put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen for you. The King James Bible. Acts. Peter went up upon the housetop to pray. The Spirit saith unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Ye have sent for me? Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. Thou hast done well that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here, present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth. Ye know how that is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation? But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. On the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Message Bible, 1 Corinthians. May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours. Spiritually alive, We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit, anyone who knows what He is doing, has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Isn't everything you have and everything you are sheer gifts from God? So what's the point of all this comparing and competing? You already have all you need. You already have more access to God than you can handle. Go after a life of love as if your life depended upon it, because it does. The King James Bible, Genesis. And the Lord visited Sarah as He had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as He had spoken, for Sarah conceived. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, Behold, here I am. Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thine only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket. And Abraham offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. The Message Bible, Galatians. What happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. The King James Bible, Judges. And there was a certain man of Zorah whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told me his name. But he said unto me, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. And the woman made haste and ran and showed her husband. And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said unto him, Art thou the man that spakest unto the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Of all that I said unto the woman, and all that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said, What is thy name? That thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is a secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it up upon the rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, for it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, We shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would as it at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. The Message Bible, Philippians. God will take care of everything you need. Our God and Father abounds in glory that just pours out into infinity. 2 Thessalonians. So, friends, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech. 2 Timothy, be bold with God's gifts. The King James Version, Revelation. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And all the angels stood round about the throne and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And the correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit is symbolized by strength, presence, and power, and also by holy thoughts winged with love. These angels of his presence, which have the holiest charge, abound in the spiritual atmosphere of mind and consequently reproduce their own characteristics. Their individual forms we know not, but we do know that their natures are allied to God's nature. And spiritual blessings thus typified are the externalized yet subjective states of faith and spiritual understanding. Advancing spiritual steps in the teeming universe of mind lead on to spiritual spheres and exalted beings. Anon, the veil is lifted and the scene shifts into light. The calm and exalted thought or spiritual apprehension is at peace. Thus, the dawn of ideas goes on, forming each successive stage of progress. Spirit God gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that the purpose may appear. Angels are not etherealized human beings evolving animal qualities in their wings, but they are celestial visitants flying on spiritual, not material, pinions. Angels are pure thoughts from God, winged with truth and love, no matter what their individualism may be. Human conjecture confers upon angels its own forms of thought, marked with superstitious outlines, making them human creatures with suggestive feathers. But this is only fancy. Truth never destroys God's idea. But science, the sunshine of truth, will melt away the shadow and reveal the celestial peaks. My angels are exalted thoughts appearing at the door of some sepulcher in which human belief has buried its fondest hopes. With white fingers, they point upward to a new and glorified trust, to higher ideals of life and its joys. Angels are God's representatives. These upward-soaring beings never lead towards self, sin, or materiality, but guide to the divine principle of all good, whither every real individuality, image, or likeness of God gathers. By giving earnest heed to these spiritual guides, they tarry with us, and we entertain angels unawares. The Old Testament assigns to the angels, God's divine messages, different offices. Michael's characteristic is spiritual strength. He leads the host of heaven against the powers of sin, Satan, and fights the holy wars. Gabriel has the more quiet task of imparting a sense of the ever-presence of ministering love. These angels deliver us from the depths. Truth and love come nearer in the hour of woe, when strong faith or spiritual strength wrestles and prevails through the understanding of God. The Gabriel of his presence has no contest. To infinite ever-present love, all is love, and there is no error, no sin, sickness, nor death. The footsteps of thought rising above material standpoints are slow and portend a long night to the traveler, but the angel of his presence, the spiritual intuitions that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. A higher and more practical Christianity, demonstrating justice and meeting the needs of mortals in sickness and in health, stands at the door of this age, knocking for admission. Will you open or close the door upon this angel visitant, who comes in the quiet of meekness, as he came of old to the patriarchs at noonday? Truth brings the elements of liberty. Revelation 12:1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Heaven represents harmony, and divine science interprets the principle of heavenly harmony. The great miracle to human sense is divine love, and the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. The goal is never reached while we hate our neighbor or entertain a false estimate of anyone whom God has appointed to voice his word. The woman in the apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as the divine principle and divine idea. Agassiz, through his microscope, saw the sun in an egg at a point of so-called embryonic life. Because of his more spiritual vision, St. John saw an angel standing in the sun. The revelator beheld the spiritual idea from the mount of vision. Purity was the symbol of life and love. The spiritual idea is crowned with 12 stars. These are the stars in the crown of rejoicing. They are the lamps in the spiritual heaven of the age, which show the working of the spiritual idea by healing the sick and the sinning, and by manifesting the light which shineth unto the perfect day as the night of materialism wanes. The fear of disease and the love of sin are the sources of man's enslavement. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But Scripture also declares through the exalted thought of John that perfect love casteth out fear. The fear occasioned by ignorance can be cured, but to remove the effects of fear produced by sin, you must rise above both fear and sin. Disease is expressed not so much by the lips as in the functions of the body. Establish the scientific sense of health, and you relieve the oppressed organ. The inflammation, decomposition, or deposit will abate, and the disabled organ will resume its healthy functions. The science of being, in which all is divine mind or God in his idea, would be clearer in this age but for the belief that matter is the medium of man, or that man can enter his own embodied thought, bind himself with his own beliefs, and then call his bonds material and name them divine law. When man demonstrates Christian science absolutely, he will be perfect. He can neither sin, suffer, be subject to matter, nor disobey the law of God. Therefore, he will be as the angels in heaven. And from the glossary, angels, God's thoughts passing to man, spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect, the inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.